Thank you, Brother Bill. Thank you, Hattie, Terry Lee. Happy Father's Day. I love to be in God's house on Father's Day. Some years back, kind of thought of it when I saw Hunter and his haircut today. I think it was 1985 that there was an ad that came out on television. And basically, it stated, just a few good men. The Marines were sending out that little invitation. Just a few good men. In God's Word, in the book of Ezekiel, in the 22nd chapter, in the 30th verse, I want to read it to you. The prophet talking about what God needed at that time. And this is the word of the Lord stating, and I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing on the reading your word today. Just open our minds and hearts for just a few moments, dear God, that we receive that truth. Each one is individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Just a few good men. Thursday, I had a great opportunity to go up and visit Mom, and right there on the way is the cemetery where my father's buried. I had to make a little stop, had to go by. They just cut the grass in the cemetery, and it was looking beautiful. It's on a hillside for those of you who were there for the funeral. And what warm thoughts it brought to my mind and heart as I stood there and just start to reminisce. Mom and I had lunch, and afterwards I went outside to, I don't know if this is, but you'll know what I'm talking about. I went outside to piddle. Hopefully you know what piddle is. You know, you just piddle. You go out and you kind of work on a few things. And I went outside and I started up the tractor that he used to plant his garden with, and something that was so special to him. And I just spent the time kind of reminiscing about what a good father he was. I sit in the shed out there where he loved to just go out and sit in the shade. So many afternoons I would find him there during the summertime. I sat for a moment in the small little pickup that he drove. He'd go back and forth from the house over to the garden, and Mom said it was one of the most peaceful times she ever had in her life is when he's gone to the garden. Some of you can relate, I know. But inside that pickup, there's a sun visor. And after he passed away, I looked in it and turned that sun visor down, I saw a picture of his children. And it warmed my heart so to know how much he cared for us children and being the father that he could be. But I'm here to tell you one thing. Before that you can be a good father, you have to be a good man. Before you can be a good father, you have to be a good man. Hear him over here? Lucas is with it. You got to function as a man. You got to take responsibilities as a man. You got to act like a man. You got to work like a man. And I'm here to tell you today, that at Mount Calvary, God has given us a few good men. Amen. And we're welcome to have more good men to come worship with us. This morning, as I stepped outside and saw the guys out there, and in my heart of hearts, I'm just so proud that we have a church where men are willing to stand and greet others with a smile, with warmth, with compassion. I don't ever tell them that. When I went outside, I said, my goodness, it's a wonder anybody ever stops at this church with you guys standing out front here. We try to do our best. We might not send our best looking out there.
I guess Terry will have to go out.
Yeah. Well, what Terry's got on his head, he can't stand to be in the sun that long. So no, it's down over there. But I know that I am proud to have men who will come into church and stand up for what they believe. Before you can be a good father, you have to be a good man, and I'm going to give you my definition of what a good man is. It's found in God's Word over in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. I believe that a real man, a good man, is willing to lean upon the Lord. I believe it. Back in the mid-70s, John Stallings, a wonderful writer, he wrote a song, and the song that he wrote just, boy, it just kind of took on. And he said before he even got a chance to record it himself that somebody in the Blackwood Brothers picked it up, and it went on and on the radio, and it came to number one. It was a little song that just simply said, learning to lean. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Such a wonderful song. And I believe that a good man, learns to lean upon the Lord. It's tough. We always want to be in control. Amen, fellas. Now, come on, this is Father's Day, so I'm going to talk to the guys out there, ladies. Don't get upset. The one Sunday of the year, it's not about you. The one Sunday. Not too many women said amen out there. Don't worry. You'll be out of here at 12. Don't worry. It's tough. I believe it's difficult sometimes because we want to be in charge. We want to be in control. But wisdom comes. And strength comes. Soundness of mind comes. And most of all, salvation comes through your faith in the Lord. I believe a real man, he finds salvation in Ephesians. For by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. That's the way it reads. I believe that a real man finds salvation. I believe that a real man finds strength. In Isaiah, in the 40th chapter, there's a verse that's written, and you'll know it because we sing a little chorus so many times. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men will utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall do what? They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as what? As eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Real men find their strength by leaning upon the Lord. Real men find their salvation, they find their strength, and I believe they find their supply. Philippians 4:19, but my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We men, we want to be the great breadwinner. We want to be the great hunter. We want to be the one who provides. But a real man realizes that he needs to lean upon the Lord, the one who will supply every need according to his riches in glory. Ultimately, a real man sees that every need that he has will be supplied by the Lord. Finally, I believe the real man finds soundness. And if you know what soundness is in, you look in the book of James, over in the first chapter. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. A real man finds soundness of mind by leaning upon the Lord. The majority of times that I've gotten in trouble in my life, because right up here between these ears, my thinking gets off. My thinking gets wrong. My thinking gets out of kilter. And so many times I've asked God to simply to quiet my mind, and let me simply to rely upon you. And I'm glad, guys, that I'm the only ones ever had that problem. Amen? Yeah. I was asking the guys, I'd appreciate if you, so many ladies didn't say amen to that last statement. So many times, it has been my thinking, that has caused me trouble and issue. I was so fortunate in my life to have the father that I had. I know that many of you could say the same thing. Susan, when you were giving your prayer request today, it was hard for me to keep the tears out of my eyes because I knew what a good man that Joe was. I knew the way that he treated others. I knew that he was a man not only full of talent and energy. That's the way he was, Lenny. Full of energy. But I also knew that he was a man who relied upon the Lord. Amen. My father was, he was strong. He made his living as to nail shingles on he worked for Virginia Roofing for almost 50 years. And those here in the family and other friends that knew him knew what a strong man he was. But I had the great privilege to know him at times. When on the outside he may have looked weak, but on the inside he was still strong because he was a good man. He wouldn't go run around talking all that church talk that everybody has. You know what I mean? Just wasn't his way. But he was a man that stood for what he believed. If you were right, he'd tell you. And if you were wrong, he would really tell you. With our family, that came up quite a few times. And I thank God for the strength and the wisdom and the soundness that he had. Only to sit within this church. I had the great privilege of sitting in the same pew that you're sitting out there. And when communion was served and Brother Campbell was here and we took that communion together, I saw my father in a different light. So impressed, so moved. Now, I don't know what your story is. I don't know what your relationship with your father was or what it is. And I don't know if your father's going on to be with the Lord. But I'm here to tell you today, there's an awful lot of people out here and an awful lot of men that God has given to us at this church. And they serve as fathers. If you've lost your father, allow God to use these men to be an inspiration, to be a comfort, to make you smile when you need to smile, to show protection when you needed to be protected. And I thank God for that. People tell me, and what's it like, Mount Calvary? I said, well, I tell you our strengths, and our strengths are found in this room over here on the side when we have the ladies' class. And boy, when that door opens, they come out, they are ready for church. But I also believe that our strength comes from those gentlemen who are standing outside and greeting folks. And they're probably sharing stories we probably can't even share in church, but Wayne, you just stand guard on them back there. That's all I can tell you. But I believe it is one of the strengths that God has given us. So we're going to finish, and I know that Hattie says she has a little poem. Is that right? Come on up, Hattie. I'd ask Hattie to be in charge of the service next week, and I guess she got a little early because she's going to do here this week on this little poem. Come on up and share this poem with us. Sure. Yeah.
And could you two come up, four of you come up, please?
Come on. We got the candy givers here, so.
Yes, please. What is a dad? A dad is someone who wants to catch you before you fall, brushes you off, and lets you try again. A dad is someone who wants to keep you from making mistakes, but instead let you find your own way, even though his heart breaks in silence when you get hurt. A dad is someone who holds you when you cry, scolds you when you break the rules, shines with pride when you succeed, and has faith in you even when you fail. We appreciate all you gentlemen here today. And as Pastor Charlie said, you're spiritual fathers to us. So if the dads, the men of the church, please stand. Just all the men of the church, come on, stand. Please. Come on, Pastor. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate Pastor Charlie being the head of the church. Terry for playing. We just appreciate everybody. So we have a lot. Anna Marie and I, we took our time doing this. We had a time of it. I said we had to sort the candy out in order, and then we got mixed up. So what can I say? We had a good time. And I think there's some leftovers, and maybe if you could give one to every family or something or whatever, however you, young people would like to handle it, that would be great. Thanks again.
Thank you, Hattie. Thank you so much, Hattie, and thank you for just spread all that candy out here. Everybody will be at the dentist later this week, so you just spread all that candy out there. Hand that candy out. Hand it all out over there. Hand it all out. Oh, there's more in here. There's just one for me. Thank you. No, there's more. We'll hand this in the back there. Yeah, I'll take one of you. I don't have any children of my own, but I tell you, I spent all my time trying to raise a congregation. So there you go. Just before we close in prayer, isn't it good to come into God's house and to leave with sweets? Sweets? Yeah. Love you guys and respect you and thank you for all you do here at Mount Calvary. To me and the men that you are, standing for what you believe. And for all the responsibilities that God has given you, still knowing without a shadow of a doubt that He is the one that you lean upon. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house and we felt such a warm spirit here today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Father's Day and for all the fathers that are represented here today, for those that have gone on to be with the Lord, for so many families that are just so precious, so kind, knowing within their hearts of hearts that God, we were so fortunate to be placed in families where the strength of the Father had just brought so much fruit. So Heavenly Father, allow this to be a day of celebration, a day where we say thank you, a day where we just appreciate for all that these many men have done. Now Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies. Be your will. Bring us back again to your house so that we can sing praises unto you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Stand to your feet if you're able and sing along with me. I'm so glad.